He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Wildin' out.
We are back.
Batch. Look at this. We're getting back-to-back recordings.
We are.
In like a week's time.
Yeah.
Look at us, like professionals.
Yeah. Like, our audience is clamoring. Yep. So we're putting out the goods.
I can't even tell you how many people have asked me in the last month when the next episode's coming. Nope. I had one.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly how many.
One person. And it's not 14 Finches. 14finches.com for all your graphic design needs. 14 Finches.
Get him out of the way early.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he's bullshitting me.
Yeah. He should be.
No, he shouldn't. Why should he be bullshitting me? I didn't know. Here's the backstory. There was a boys' night scheduled where we're gonna go see Bert Kreischer.
Correct.
That is apparently for next Friday. This coming Friday. Right. Well, my older son joined Scouts, and now there's a Scout camp out.
So are you the Scout leader or?
No.
So you have to be there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
If you walked the halls with some of these gentlemen that are running around there, you would go too.
Because I'd fit right in there. Yeah. They just kindred spirits.
No, there's going to be a lot of pop-in tent routines going.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of just checking on you.
Yeah.
And this individual tent activity. I don't know these dads, so this is his first time in Boy Scouts. So he graduated from Cub Scouts to go to Boy Scouts. And there's no...
He's becoming a man. Man Scouts.
He's going to be more man than I am. Especially after this weekend if I don't go with him.
It's true.
You get tinkle, broken in. Exactly. Was it raining last night? No. It wasn't.
No.
Why was there moisture on my tent?
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Why was it so thick?
You just earned a merit badge.
Why does it smell like ammonia? Oh, you got your spray with ammonia merit badge.
You get your your parents don't need to know patch.
Yeah. You can keep a secret patch. Good for you, son.
It's a stamp.
So you
right above your anus.
You waited till yesterday to let us know that this is happening.
No. When did I let you know?
Yesterday.
Bullshit. It was like Thursday. And I only waited that long because I totally forgot we were going.
Yeah.
Until someone reminded me.
Yeah. So, hey, it is what it is. His brother is pissed at you.
Why?
Because all of a sudden it turned into you ragging on him. He's like, what the hell did I do?
I'm trying to deflect.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just hearing the text chain. I didn't do anything.
He's not really pissed. He probably isn't really pissed.
Probably. I don't blame him.
It's gotten...
You hit below the belt.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. What line have we ever drawn for, like, that's way too far?
It's true. There's been no line has been drawn.
What I told him was relatively benign.
Was it?
Yeah, based on the shit that we always say, yes.
I guess. We're not going to tell anybody what you said, I guess, so we'll just move on from there.
Well, I mean, it's hurtful.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you.
Please don't lie to me.
I wouldn't lie to you.
I think that's better.
Is it better?
I think so. I don't know.
Little audio adjustment?
Little audio adjustment. I think we're going a little too hot.
Little game. It's hot. It's hot in the hot tub.
Hot takes.
How was your week?
My week was good, as busy as usual. You know, I'm gearing up for a bunch of closings coming up in the next couple months.
I'll build it.
That is why I cannot join you on a trip to Colorado.
That's right.
So.
Heading to Colorado with Texas Pharmacy Consultants. When you need drugs, you're not sure it's on the up and up, Texas Pharmacy Consultants.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you need to get your grandmother's medications lined out correctly.
After she's died 3 years ago.
No one needs to know that.
I need to find out what the business plan is, because this is.
I'll tell you what. Do you know what he has?
What's that?
A website.
He does have a website.
Yeah.
So you could actually go to TexasPharmacyConsultants.com.
Yeah.
Is it consultant or is it consultants?
Since?
You should probably figure that one out. This is a paid advertisement.
It's true.
I don't know. It's not paid. I'm hoping he's going to front the cash for the hotel room we're taking. Yeah, we're doing a little overnight. There's a Colorado Avalanche game we want to go see.
Oh, is that what it is? That's
the hockey team up there.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't ask me who they're playing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hockey?
The North Stars? I don't know. Are they even a team anymore?
I don't know. Were they ever? The Mighty Ducks.
The Winnipeg Jets, who are no longer the Nordiques. You know what the balls of it all is?
What's the balls of it all?
On Monday, I got an email that said, hey, clear your schedule for March 6th and 7th because we're going to Arizona. We have to go visit a pewter pot over there. Because I work for Pewter Pot, and so now we have to go visit one of the pewter pots over there.
What the fuck is a pewter pot?
Pewter pot. Remember Pewter Pot in Lexington Center?
Nope.
Winchester, Lexington Center?
I don't know.
Like really good. They're really good chocolate chip muffins.
Really?
Yeah. Back in the day when I used to.
No one would know that reference.
Pewter Pot.
It's not a national chain.
Well, it's kind of in the same. Let's just say it was Red Lobster.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
So. Red Lobster. I got to go to one of the other Red Lobsters in Arizona.
You getting them cheddar biscuits, whatever they're called?
I got to get them king crab legs.
So you have to go to Arizona.
By the time I get to Arizona.
So basically, are you going to come back? Or are you just going to go from Colorado to Arizona?
So here's the deal. I could fly from Colorado because I got to be there. I could fly from Colorado to Arizona, then mm-hmm. home. However, I don't know if my carry-on is really going to work in the new airline when you go through Arizona.
That's true.
So, you know, I don't know. I think
now, why is your carry-on okay to fly into?
Well, I'm taking Frontier, and then I'm taking Spirit. I take, like, American Airlines. I think they have different policies.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have different policies on that.
Oh.
So, let me just put it this way. I'm not a Sheriff Joe fan. And I don't really want to see how well he's
You don't
want
to be wearing a pink jumpsuit?
Exactly.
Yeah. Breaking rocks.
I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
With maybe flying back to Austin at midnight and then turning around and flying out of Austin at 6 a.m.
Yeah, hey.
Kind of a suck-ass thing, but it'll make me feel better.
I just ordered some CBD oil, so you don't need to pick any up for me.
For real?
Yep. Non-THC, of course.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Charlotte's Web.
By the way, this is a totally unrelated topic.
Yeah, of course.
Charlotte's Web, the website?
Yeah. That's where I was told to get it from. From our friend, Texas Pharmacy Consultants.
They would know.
Yep.
They would know.
So
it's a good move.
Yeah.
Charlotte's Web is supposed to be good for kids with epilepsy.
Yeah, that's...
So what are you getting it for?
I'm getting
it... Is it for me? Is it for my birthday?
Yeah. Happy birthday. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna give it to the kids and stuff. It's supposed to be good. Just an overall anti-inflammatory and whatnot.
All
right. I'm quite inflamed, if you haven't noticed.
You're on swole. The yoga place I go to, they have CBD oil massages.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a legit yoga place.
It is a legit yoga place.
I love that you say the yoga place I go to.
Dude,
now. That's the thing
up.
You say now.
Listen up. I got a free. I got a 2-week free thing.
Yeah.
At a place near the kids' school. It's run by one of the moms that we know.
Yeah.
And I banged it out. I did like 4 yoga sessions this week.
Damn. You're great. You're like a
I'm fucking
you're like
yogi.
Bikram.
I'm a yogi over here.
Wow.
I'll throw my leg behind my head.
Did you?
I'll whip my hair back and forth.
Did you ever hear Bikram's story? There's supposed to be a documentary out about him.
Oh, where he started like. Licking butts.
No, he was a legit crazy person.
Yeah.
I heard like recordings of him where he's saying, women would pay millions of dollars for one drop of my semen.
Did they do it?
No. No one did because the guy's a crazy person.
Was he like, was he nibbling flick sticks?
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but yes, he was.
Me neither. I don't, actually don't know what it's. I meant like clitoral hoods.
Oh.
I got it wrong.
Flick sticks. That's a deformed clitoris.
Isn't it Texas Pharmacy Consultants?
Pharmacy or pharmaceutical?
Pharmaceutical Consultants.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking it up. But anyway. CBD oil, dude. Are you sure you know what you're doing there?
You start
giving it to kids for no reason?
Yeah. All right, bud. My kids, not yours.
Did you? That's true. Well, they're my cousins? I don't know how to spell pharmaceuticals.
PHARM.
No, I got that part.
CUETACALS.
Nah.
I don't know how close I was.
Not even close. This fact check doesn't me. Even exist, by the way.
Yeah, it does. He sent us a screenshot, so you might want to look through that.
No, I know. It came up on my phone. Yeah.
Anyways. Visit them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You figure out how to spell it, you fucking losers.
Dickheads. All eight of you. Well, yeah. Seven, because yeah. He knows how to do it.
Yeah, that's true. my week was busy. I didn't go to any yoga classes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to actually cancel my gym membership that I haven't gone to in 10 months.
You're trying to?
The motherfuckers, I got to drive all the way to Kyle to do it, and they're fucking with
no
me.
No way. Mm-hmm. Call the credit card company.
I did. I told them. I told them. I told them to cancel the fucking card.
Yeah.
Don't you dare charge this card. And they said, yeah, I'm not allowed to just to say it's okay that you don't pay if you don't actually cancel with them. So they will send you to collections if you don't pay within 60 days. I said, don't worry about me. You fucking cancel that card.
What is this, a fucking diner's card? You call them up and tell them I canceled, but they refuse to stop charging me. Stop paying them.
Yeah. No, I already got the credit card taken off.
Really?
Yes.
Pull up your pants like a big boy, and let's do this.
I don't know.
Where is this?
Anytime
Fitness.
You
want to say? No. Anytime?
Yeah. They literally had fucking mushrooms growing on their windowsills in there. The place is so disgusting and dirty. Really? Yeah. Thanks a lot, Lance.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Lance Bass.
Lance Caudell.
Caudell?
Yeah.
He owns that place?
That's fucking Todd McVeigh. Yeah. Todd McVeigh.
Owns Anytime Fitness?
He doesn't own it. No, he's like, hey, we're going to go to the gym together. Let's go to... This is the gym I go to.
Yeah.
It's a fucking hump of garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, those things are just... Is there anybody in there?
Yeah.
Anybody work there?
Yeah.
I thought it was like they just throw you the keys.
They do a little bit of that, but you got fucking Swole Joe who he's fucking... He's like, hey, what's going on, guys? I'm just here banging on some reps. So he's there, like, squatting and bench pressing.
Yeah.
While you're, you know, getting your workout done.
Like, can I use that?
Yeah.
You move!
Yeah. He's listening to fucking, like, techno music on full blast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, EDM. He's like, do-do-do-do. And he's like, yeah, let's bang on some reps. I'm like, listen there, fucking Jack Johnson. Leave me alone.
Jack Johnson?
Jacked Johnson.
Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
I learned this one playing Fortnite. This is the hype. What a dickly.
Yeah. So I told my buddy Lance, I said, you going to the gym tomorrow? You fucking go there with your phone. You dial my number and you hand it to this fag. Excuse me. I'm sorry I said that. You hand this asshole. They do not pick up the phone when I call. And I call, they say, oh, you got to talk to the manager. I'll have him call you back within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This is all this bullshit stuff, like, just to give me the runaround. Like, are you kidding me?
You're working out harder trying to cancel this thing than you ever did.
Than I've ever had at the gym, yeah.
Oh, man. Boy. Well, you'll never hear that part. That's cool.
Yeah. Figure out 11:20-ish?
Yeah. We'll probably forget. So, that was your week, just trying to cancel your...
That's pretty much all I did all week, yeah.
So I had a speaking coach come in. My boss at Red Lobster is Asian, and there have been times where he has given a presentation where literally, I guess it would be the owner of Red Lobster was there and then had to pull him aside and was like, don't you ever say that again.
Wait, did you say F word like I just did?
No.
The second F word?
No. He said, boy, this is going to really give it away that I work at Cracker Barrel, but he said, I made a comment during one of my presentations when I was introducing the new dish that we had and said,
the soup du jour.
Our job is to take sexy projects and turn them into operationally sustainable, you know, blah, blah, blah. He took that and started saying, when you think of our group, you think sexy two-way customers. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And he kept saying it. And finally, the owner was like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop or I'm really going to fire you.
Yeah.
You can't say sexy two-way customers. So at that point, he brought in a speech coach or something.
Yeah.
Or a presentation coach. And I would see him floating around. And then finally, he was like, all right. All you managers of my different restaurants in the area, come in, and you're gonna. This guy's gonna be great for you. And turns out this guy's like a failed Broadway actor, and he's like, la la la. Like,
hello, really... Frisco. It's time to learn to talk.
Hey, when you're giving a presentation, really make eye contact and hands.
Jazz hands.
So he said, name the three most dynamic speakers you can think of in the 20th century. And so then it was like, I don't know who came up. One of the DRs, I don't know, Teddy Roosevelt or Franklin Roosevelt, one of those guys.
Yeah.
Somebody else. And then he said, and who's the last one? Come on, we all know it. We just don't want to say it. Okay, fine. Hitler. Everybody was like, what? It's like, Hitler was one of the most dynamic speakers ever.
I mean, I had a history teacher who said the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, he would start off low and then, he would say, like, you need to change your underwear or something like that in German and yell it. My high school history teacher would
immediately change his underwear.
No, he would say that. He'd be like, that's what I just said, but it just sounds so powerful when you say it in German.
Yeah. Change the underwear!
Change the stinky pantsies!
You? I don't know about the underwear, but you must change it. So he basically said, you know, content aside, Hitler was one of the best public speakers ever. Yeah. And the whole place was just like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? So then, transition that into today, we went to go to Comic-Con, little kids Comic-Con Round Rock. I'm telling you, it was an awesome way to see, like, kids getting dressed up as their favorite characters, and then to see them fast forward 30 years when they're selling comic books out of their mom's garage. It was great.
Did it, like, change their stance on it?
Nope,
or anything?
They were jazzed.
Yeah.
They were jazzed. Finney got dressed up. What? Who? That's two. God damn it. One of the kids there that I saw got dressed up as like one of his favorite characters in a comic book.
Which was?
It's called Plants vs. Zombies. And he dressed up as Crazy Dave.
As a plant?
No.
He wore a fern.
There's an uncle who doesn't speak, who went insane, probably from smoking weed or something. And he just says, Flargo Flaggo Floozle. And so that's what, he wears a pot on his head. So he just wore a pot on his head. Right to this day, it's pretty funny.
What the other one dressed up as?
A boy who complains a lot because he doesn't play enough video games.
Huh.
Yeah. You might recognize it. You'll recognize that costume
eventually
someday. But it's cool. These two love drawing comic books. And the younger one, he came up with a comic book series.
It's good.
It's pretty fucking funny. It reminds me of Happiness and Cyanide.
Yeah, yeah.
Cyanide and Happiness. Because it's like stick figures.
Yeah.
But it's the kids. He's just fucking sense of humor. I think he might be my best friend.
Oh my god.
It's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's cool as shit.
Speaking of, my kids just started watching. My son just started watching Captain Underpants.
Mm.
And like, because they draw comic books in every episode.
Yeah.
And he's laughing his ass off watching the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, those kids are shit.
I just had our web... What do you call them?
It's a webcast.
No. Who's web the person feet. Who handles all your web shit?
Ours? Producer Dave?
What's happening?
What's happening?
What the hell just happened?
Your face is hilarious. What's going on?
Something just happened.
Is it still going?
Yeah, okay. So, the person who handles all our web development just turned down the heat for us. Because it's a million degrees in here.
Oh, our webmaster?
Yes, our webmaster. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
It was hot. In fact, the first blast I felt was heat. And I was like, holy shit, they have the heat on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night.
So, I just cranked that shit down for you, Doug. Hey, before you ask me that question, could you maybe get me another beer? Because it's way the hell far underneath there.
Come reach for it. All right, while I'm grabbing your beer, that guitar has moved several times. Are you trying to tell me you still don't play that thing? There's a guitar right behind you.
Yeah.
In TISD Studio South. Yeah. That's got it. You got to be playing that.
I fucking shred. You heard the Electric Jesus song, whatever it was we played.
That's right, Electric Jesus. Do you want any bottles or can?
No, yeah, whatever. Whatever you have in your hand, I'll take.
I want to see what the bottle is. What the fuck?
What do you mean, what the fuck?
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I have, like, we buy beer every week for this.
Yeah.
And then you always bring some, so I have like a fridge full.
What am I going to do?
Not bring any, because I have some?
We got to get that that studio up and running.
Yeah, we do. Hey, when are we going to do that? Let's talk about that off air, I guess.
Yeah, butt stuff. You know what I do want to talk about, though? Let's jump right into some stuff that's going to get us into a whole lot of hot water. This fucking guy. The guy from that show, Empire.
Yes. Jesse Smollett.
So he was allegedly attacked in like this.
What do you mean allegedly?
Well, I'm going to get to that part. They've been constantly saying. So there's another thing. I'll just get into it in a second. let's not jump ahead. Heather, calm down.
Yeah, we're getting there, Heather.
We're getting there. So some actor from Empire, which I don't even know, Fox television show, says, shows up at like a police station or something with a noose around his neck and all kinds of scratch marks or something. It was like, yeah, I just got jumped. Oh, no, someone threw bleach on me too.
Yes. Yep.
And I got a noose around my neck. Still has the noose around his neck, by the way.
But I don't think he went to a police station. I think they called the police from his apartment. He was sitting in his apartment with the noose still around his neck.
So there's my first tip off.
Okay. Take the fucking thing off?
So, yeah, exactly. Why, if someone threw a noose, now, I've never had bleach thrown on me. I've never had a noose thrown around my neck. So I don't know what I would do.
It's true.
I don't think I would keep wearing it, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I might take it off. Yeah. Would I take it with me? Sure. DNA.
Somebody might have. We're going to get back to wearing nooses in a second.
Yeah.
Because there's a new fashion trend I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But we'll keep on going. Okay. So, yeah, first tip off that something's not quite right.
Yeah.
Is he still wearing that thing? Yeah.
Still wearing the noose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the police investigating. I remember when I first saw it, they were trying to find all this, any video cameras in the area, and they saw these two dudes walking away. They're like, oh, people of interest. This happened weeks ago, right?
Yep.
So they couldn't find anybody for the longest time, right? And then it starts to leak out. Maybe it's allegedly. And the minute I read the thing, I called it. I told my wife, I'm like, this is bullshit.
The minute you read that it might be bullshit, you said it's bullshit?
No. She accuses me of the same fucking thing.
That's what you just said.
No. The minute I read it. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
The minute I read that it happened,
yeah.
I called bullshit on it because of the noose thing sitting around his neck. It's like, why would you keep that around your neck?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem plausible. If they walked up on him, okay. But anyway, I don't want to say I'm right. But the police then arrest two guys who just so happened to work on a television show.
Do they?
Oh, they did.
They did, okay.
Yeah.
I know they're Nigerian.
Two Nigerian brothers.
Yeah.
The Nigerian Nightmares.
Why'd you call them brothers?
Because they're related, fuck, man. They're related to each other. They're cousins, but yeah, I'm in on it. And so, as we were talking, I just pulled this one up. Two brothers told investigators they were paid by Jesse Smollett to stage attack.
Really? That just came up?
Fucked in the head, yeah.
Yeah. Man, he just threw everything away.
Guy's fucked in
why,
the head.
Why do you throw everything away?
Me?
What him. Do you mean, with why the story? Did he throw everything away?
Oh. No, well, he's about to get fired from the show. So as they were leading up to it, one of the things that made them think maybe it was staged was he's about to get fired from the show. And then the entire time, the report was alleged hate crime, and everyone was like, "What do you mean alleged? What do you mean alleged hate crime? It's a hate crime."
Yeah, and he hates himself so much.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he did the he went up on stage and was like, "I fucking fought back. I didn't let them." You know, he's because he's gay too.
Yeah,
he's gay, black. He's like, I don't want anyone thinking I'm a pussy. I fought back. And yeah, of course you can fight back when you pay the guys to do it.
It's just like this unfortunate event by some fucking narcissistic idiot is going to be painted across every fucking alt-right bathroom. By me.
Yeah, of course.
I can't wait to
you go to all those bathrooms. It's just like a man, a woman, a unisex, in an alt-right bathroom.
Exactly.
Now we have to have four bathrooms.
Where do you think I'm going to find a dude who's actually going to blow me? It's the alt-right bathroom. You got to hate yourself enough.
Alt-right.
Oh, man. Just feeds into it.
Yeah. Alt-right, what a dickhead.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Dummy. Man.
You know, because he's never going to act again.
Listen. In prison?
Yeah.
He's going to be acting. This is going to be the role of his life.
Yeah.
Try to stay in a corner.
Yeah. So the fashion trend, other than noose, that I wanted to speak about.
I can't wait to hear this one because I don't know what
it is. The fucking the weird holster belts that people are wearing now.
Oh, you mean those things, yeah, like across the shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, the decorative holster.
What the fuck are those?
I have no idea. Is that like, do you put your money in those things?
No. It's not like a fanny pack or anything. I don't think there's any slot to hold things in.
So there was a picture of Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, Creed. Also, the bad guy from Black Panther.
Killmonger.
Did you like Black Panther, the movie?
It was okay. It wasn't as good as everyone thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the colors were fantastic. I really did.
Dude, what is it with you?
I thought they were, I'm not fucking around. I thought like the costumes and everything, very vibrant.
Oh, okay.
I like the colors. No, I'm not, you fucking idiot.
I'm the idiot. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to pass you a snake underneath here, grab it and shove it in. Yeah, I don't know what those are. That's got to be something that dies soon. Like, is it like a shoulder fanny pack? I mean, what are you throwing in there? Are you throwing your 22 in there? A couple of condoms? A couple of magnums?
You're throwing...
maybe some lube?
I think it's just people trying to be cool. Like, do you ever see a pair of Yeezys?
No.
They're fucking so ugly.
What are they?
It's like space shoes. From
Yeezys?
Yeah. You never heard of Yeezys?
Is that like
Kanye West shoes?
Yeezy shoes.
Yeah.
Wait, Yeezy Boost 350s. Let me try those.
Yeah. And they're thousands of dollars.
Why wouldn't you just go with Jordans? Are Jordans not in yet?
No, they're still around.
Yeezys.
Yeah.
They're just sneakers.
Yeah. Made by Kanye West.
Look how weak they are.
Yeah.
Look at the bottom of those things. They're like Reebok athletic running shoes for like old
people. Yeah, they're like orthopedic shoes.
Yeah. God damn it. I can't wait till this thing takes off. We're just going to create the most dumbest shit ever. I can't believe the shoulder holster is already taken.
Yeah. That was still back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh, man. Do you want to do some jokes?
Oh, you know I do. Bruh.
Broski. So this week we had... I forgot this week. I did go to traffic court.
Yeah.
Because I got caught speeding in a...
I got caught speeding.
I got caught speeding once. It was, I went 44 in a 35 in a school zone with the lights flashing.
In a school zone?
Yeah.
Dick.
But it wasn't like I was driving down the street. It's a fucking highway next to a school. And I was going with the flow of traffic. And I was only going 40. I know I wasn't going 44. And then, so I went to traffic court to fight it, and I had never done it before, but you just go and sit in front of the district attorney,
here's
assistant district attorney, excuse me, it was like a 28-year-old broad.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
talk to me, Goose.
Yeah, and then she was like, you know, she's like, okay, here's what we'll do. 90 days deferred. If you don't do anything in 90 days, all the charges are dropped. And
what charge did you get?
Speeding.
That's pretty... Oh.
Yeah, that's it. Just speeding in a school zone.
Did you have to pay the ticket?
Yeah, I had to pay the court cost, and then she cut the ticket into a third. So it was like $150 rather than paying $400 fucking dollars. So.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Deferred.
Yeah, and then she goes, deferred meaning don't... She goes, don't get any more speeding tickets or traffic violations. Or murder anybody. All of that counts. I'm like, I'm pretty sure if I murder someone, I'm not going to worry about this ticket. I mean, if I get caught murdering someone.
And that's not the worst part.
Yeah.
You were speeding.
Yeah.
Wait a second. What do you mean deferred? What is deferred?
Deferred means if
the
I...
money?
No. The side, like, I won't have to... My insurance won't go up and shit. They'll just drop everything. I just have to pay the money. And then they drop everything if I don't get a ticket running in 90 days.
I'm not digging these low streets this week.
Dude, blue moon it up.
I know, I'm looking at that.
You want to drink this and I'll drink the rest of that?
No, it's almost done.
What you talk about? Okay, so we did on court.
Yeah.
And tall people.
Yep.
I don't know how we got onto that one.
I don't even know that I have a tall person one. I have one tall person.
I got a couple. Two courts.
I got a couple random. All
right, you go ahead and kick it off.
The justice system is entirely flawed. They don't have one mutant with the power to shapeshift. Big hole in the team. Huge.
What the fuck?
It's not Justice League.
I know. Yeah, the justice system.
Huge.
Bigly. I was recently held in contempt of court. Apparently bringing your own point to where he touched you, doll, to your molestation trial is frowned upon.
They prefer to use the courts.
I didn't know what those things were called, so.
Yeah, but...
The point to where he touched you, doll.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd bring that and offer it up to the victim, though.
Yeah, because it had my face on it. It was,
we gotta find a doll and put your face, put it on the website.
Yeah, for sale, absolutely. Anatomically correct, though. One giant testicle, tiny dick. Yeah. Oh man, any kid could pick me out of a lineup. Like, the guy with the huge testicle. It was him.
Oh man. If it pleases the court, it's good enough for the rest of us. Hand jobs for everyone!
I have the same joke right here.
No way.
If I were a judge, I'd order all the hot chicks to les out. Because, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's Superman, you idiot. This is
Spider-Man, you idiot.
It's Spider-Man, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not even close to the same one.
What do you mean?
If it pleases the court, then it's good enough for the rest of us. Hand jobs for everyone.
Yeah.
Is not...
It's pretty much the same concept, except...
Yeah, it's the same concept because you fucking turd. Because it's the justice system. Of course it's the same concept.
Shapeshifters.
That's a good one. See? Came out of left field. All right, you get a tall boy? Or you have
I have one tall boy.
All right. Go.
I hate being the shortest man in my family. It's humiliating. I'd much rather be a tall, drug-addicted felon like the rest of them.
Not tall.
It's funny because it's true.
None of them are tall.
Yeah, they are. On my dad's side? Absolutely.
All those ones. All right, yeah. Tall people, all ready? Those ones.
All you and your brothers are always 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no one else on our side of the family, our joint side of the family, that's tall.
My brother.
Yeah, your brother's a monster.
Andy's tall.
He's a... Exactly. Oh, tall people. I don't care what Americans say. Being tall does not make you better at math.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, think about it.
No, I don't.
That good. All right, ready?
No, it's not that good.
I just came up with it. All right, ready? When you travel a lot for work, getting laid on the road is just... part of the deal when you're a kidnapped sex slave.
Why is it too tall? That's just a random. You just like that one so much?
Let's get another dude being tall. I got to go. Oh, I should have prefaced it saying a couple randoms. I'm going to start my own vegan Vietnamese restaurant. I'm calling it Faux Real.
I guarantee there's a faux place called Faux Real.
Probably. Not that I know of. Not on my watch. When things start to get heated up in the boudoir, instead of... I don't know why I do short.
I don't know why I do shit like this. This is what you just said.
It's not about this. Cut it out. When things start getting heated up in the boudoir...
Oh, man,
I can't stop. The payoff's going to be so good. Instead of constantly checking in with a, is this okay? I like to employ a stoplight method to keep things loose. Green light, all systems go. Red light, let's call it quits. Yellow light, you're in for a real treat, my friend. Oh, man. My favorite thing about my new house, throw pillows. My kids have a cat named Pillows, and when they're not looking, I throw it up the wall. Hey, cats.
Yeah, see, that's a good one.
That's it. That was good.
Throw pillow.
When they're not looking, you throw it up the wall.
Yeah, fuck cats.
I fucking hate cats.
Me too.
So speaking of urine.
Speaking of cats.
I saw, I think I texted you. Did I text you and ask you if you watched that show, Billions?
No, you put it on the list of topics to talk about if I had seen it.
Well, you had seen it, and I'm still going to talk about it.
That's
so,
right.
I don't know how I fumbled upon like clips of it on YouTube, and I was like, man, this is pretty good. I'm going to check this out.
Giamatti.
First episode. Well, and also the guy from Band of Brothers. I like him, too.
The guy from Homeland?
Damian Lewis. I never watched Homeland.
Oh, really? You messed up.
Nah. I tried watching one episode, and Claire Danes was a real maniac.
Yeah. She got them crazy eyes. I think she's crazy in real life.
Yeah. Was she, like, banging dudes and stuff in there?
She was banging him. After he was a traitor and stuff. She's like,
oh, hey, spoiler alert. Was he really a traitor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert here. Within the first 2 minutes, within the first 30 seconds, Paul Giamatti, my man, he is bound and gagged. And so, maybe, just maybe he's been kidnapped. Not the truth. Not so. He's got a dominatrix with her boot heel right in his chest. And then she puts a cigarette out on his chest. And he's like, oh, man, it hurts so bad. She's like, you want me to put it out? He says, yeah. And then she squats a little and pees on him. This is a USA. I think this is a USA Channel movie television show.
No,
yeah, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's on like Showtime.
No way.
Yes,
it is. I've seen two episodes. I haven't seen one titty.
You saw someone squat and pee on him.
No boobs.
I didn't say it was Cinemax.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty good show, though. I'm going to give it a shot. Would you ever want to get peed on?
Again? No. Once is enough for me.
Did you get peed on?
Listen, when you're...
There's no way you got peed on.
That's true. I've never gotten peed on.
That's one thing I would not... It does nothing for me.
It does nothing for me either. Neither, like I said, butt stuff does nothing for me either.
Given or taken?
Either.
You're missing out.
Am I?
Big time.
Yeah, it's on Showtime.
What if... This came up a little bit last week, but what if you put saran wrap over your head and then someone took a dump on you? Would you think it would be funny?
Yeah, I do. The thing that would get me is watching the butthole go from small to big. That's what would get me.
It would a nice curler, like an ice cream cone.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Just the weight for the warmth to hit you. It's like, oh no, here it comes. Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Unless it was like a Jackson Pollock.
Came
out and just.
Like if I had shit on someone.
Yeah. Yeah. All over the place.
Yeah, just spray them. Like a paint sprayer.
All of my overalls. That would suck.
Or, you might be into it.
I think I would like to go to a dominatrix.
Yeah.
I fucking love getting my nipples pinched. Love it.
I don't mind it. I wouldn't ask for it ever.
I seriously think.
I don't mind a smack every once in a while.
Dude, I get at least an extra 3/4 inch.
Really?
half inch around. Big time. I can feel the thing. Just, woof.
Yeah.
Yep. Feel it right now.
Yeah.
Stop pinching me.
Yeah. Stop getting hard.
The tickle bug.
No, man. I don't.
We're slapping the face. You like getting slapped in the face?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you, or?
I laugh. That's the problem.
Nah.
Yeah.
Because I don't like
a light one. I'm like, get out of here. I like a good one.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Fucking.
You gotta whale. Get. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get a good one.
Yeah. What choked?
I don't mind.
Choked?
Nope. I've done a little choking.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Never done that.
Yeah. I like it.
That's questionable.
Yeah. Yeah. I like.
That's gotta be a committed relationship type of thing.
Yeah. Do you know what I like to do? Is I like to get the gun out sometimes.
Yeah.
just hold it to my own head.
Click.
Yeah. This is what you did to me.
Won't this look funny tomorrow?
Yeah.
Explain this one to the cops. Click.
You read that story about the cops playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Do you think that's really what happened? Or did he kill her and he's like, came up with a story?
I mean, so let's jump right into Girlfriend of the Week, because that's a fucking candidate. It was a guy cop and a girl cop.
Yep.
and they basically threw one in the chamber and started spinning it and just shooting each other. And I guess do they have vests on?
I don't.
They must have had vests on. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
Because they were drunk.
Yeah, but still.
But still.
No, that's not it at all. Here we go.
That's not it.
Well, it started off with one of your other favorites. Police officer's death resulted from Russian roulette-style game, authorities say. Fellow officer charged. She's not that bad looking. You know, and lady cops, cuckoo. Fucking crazy.
I was leaving the courthouse the other day, and there was a female police officer walking in.
Yeah.
And I was like, would she just get off her the main stage at the gentleman's club?
Maybe she did. Maybe she got solicitation.
Yeah.
A male St. Louis police officer has been charged with involuntary manslaughter in this week's shooting death of a female officer in what was described as a deadly game with a revolver.
Yeah, no, I have a revolver, okay?
She's 24, too.
Yeah, no, stupid.
Caitlin Alex. Caitlin with a Y.
She wasn't smart.
When you name your kids, how come people don't take into consideration the stripper value? There should be, like, a stripper scale. Like, you can't name your kid with an I. Like, Christy with an I.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Well, I always think, like, there's when kids have crazy, stupid names, I'm like, there's never going to be a president fucking...
Caitlin.
They could be President Caitlin, but...
Caitlin or Kaylin?
Kaylin?
I know a girl named Rainbow.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's a mom. She's crazy.
Really? She's... How could you not?
Well, actually, I don't know. She's not crazy, but I think she might be being abused. Different story. The pair were allegedly playing the game in which they took turns pointing a gun at one another. With one bullet in the chamber in a modified version of Russian. Well, how is that modified?
Because regular Russian roulette, you pull your own trigger.
What?
You pull the trigger in Russian roulette. Is that modified? You, the other person pulls the trigger. So.
But did she shoot herself in the head?
I don't know, because he shot her. But she had done it first. And
the defendant emptied the cylinder and then put one cartridge back into the cylinder. He spun it, pointed the gun away, and pulled the trigger, and the gun didn't fire. Alex then took the gun, pointed it at Hendred, pulled the trigger, didn't fire again. Hendred took the gun back and pointed at the victim, pulled the trigger, causing the gun to discharge, and she was struck in the chest. What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
At what point do you stop?
She was
an army veteran. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's sad. It's sad. Okay. But also, you know. Hot. Yeah, they're dumb, too.
It's pretty hot.
That's always nice. All
right, there's a... How about number one?
That's number one.
Number one. Number two should be woman arrested after allegedly punching a fellow stripper and ripping electrical meter off club's wall.
Where do you get a load of this one, by the way?
I mean, if a picture tells 1,000 words, this woman... Looks like she took 1,000 needle injections in her fucking arm. She is awful looking.
Yeah.
If you told me that she was a guy, I'd be like, yeah, yep.
Yeah, she is a Hispanic woman with face tattoos.
Yeah.
And just the biggest smile on her face.
Yeah, she's just shitty and grin.
Yeah. So
this is what the article says. First paragraph. As the pole dancing exercise trend of recent years taught the rest of us, exotic dancing takes some muscle. Police say a stripper in Florida showed her strength and fearlessness in a different way this week by ripping an entire electrical meter off the wall of a club. God damn it. She got in a fight with a co-worker. She punched the other woman, knocked her down, and kicked her. And then she said she took out the rest of her anger on the Progress Energy meter bolted to the wall of the club, dismantling the meter and hiding it. Why did she hide it?
Because she's like, oh shit, what did I just do?
I don't want to get charged for that.
How about, she's had past run-ins with the law and was in the news 2 years ago when she was suspected of stabbing a female victim outside another club. She's a fucking winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, not the most attractive.
Nope, but crazy.
Not at all, but
crazy and a stripper. So
she's got...
She's sucked a million dicks.
She's...
Speaking of dicks, that's another story.
There we go.
Dick runners.
Yes.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
So dick runners was started by two college girls who decided to make their running routes and map them and share them with everybody. And when they did it in the shape of a dick.
Yeah.
And then they would run different routes and make these different routes shaped like a dick, and they would do it with, like, pee dribbling out of it and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they do, like, loads shooting out.
I like
They're
these
awesome.
Chicks.
Me too.
I like these chicks. They're all right.
They, this one is great. It's a hand-holding dick.
I don't understand. How do you circle back on that? That's a toughie.
You can see down in the bottom.
Oh, it's doubled up.
Right, yeah, doubled up. So she turned around and...
You got it pretty good.
This one's good.
That's these
girls,
even better.
I know, these girls are talented.
Run in and run out. Yeah. So there's a picture. What he's showing again is another picture of a route where it looks like a hand. That's a vagina.
Yep.
Clearly. A hand grabbing a dick. But this time, you can clearly see the head is outlined. So for creativity's sake, those girls are those girls are pretty much on there. But also, another one that's on there is ex-American Idol contestant was a drug courier. Recently unsealed court documents is a former contestant on both American Idol and Fear Factor worked as a courier for a drug ring and was trying to deliver 2 pounds of fentanyl when she was arrested last year. That's pretty hot. How does that happen?
Oh, how does that happen? You weren't that good. You were top 16, so you weren't that good.
Antonella Barba. I feel like I
heard that name.
Watched. Yeah, I feel like I watched. Yeah. Oh, she reached the top 16 the year Jordan Sparks. So I think I watched that season. Jordan Sparks, what? Flippy Sparks?
Flippy Sparks?
Flippy Sparks' daughter.
What?
It's in the backfield for the Giants.
Are you serious? Right now?
Defensive backfield.
Still?
2007? No.
I don't know. Fucking Tom Brady won a Super Bowl in 2007. Still playing. Still winning Super Bowls.
Flippy Sparks, not that same guy. She a big girl. Antonella Barber, though. She hot?
Yeah, she's good looking. She's obviously fell on some hard times. Got into a little bit of the heroin.
Fell on some great times, as far as I'm concerned. That sounds like a party. However, that was number four?
Yep.
Strong front runner for you is this fucking clown-faced woman. Woman 19 charged after video shows her throwing chair off of high-rise balcony with traffic below.
I love how you're bashing how she looks.
This look... Look at this, and look at the guy right behind her. He's like, I'm going to get a little peek. This lady looks like she's had everything.
She's 19. I guarantee she's just tight and...
No.
Yep.
Look at the cheeks. Look at the cheeks.
First of all, you sent a picture of your... Billie Lee.
Billie Lee looks better than this broad.
No fucking way she does.
Way.
Do you know... A few reasons why. This one doesn't have a penis. I'm a fan of that.
Billy doesn't have a penis.
Okay, I bet you. How do you know?
Watch the episode.
I
didn't see them
deep,
cut it off.
Deep Google searches.
Listen, I did a lot of investigation on this one. What is your fucking problem?
That picture,
if you saw that picture that I sent you, just in general, you'd be like, wow, that's an attractive woman. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Sure.
That's all.
Sure.
However, I will say that I watched an episode this week where she got mad and she was stomping after this one girl, and I was like, oof, that is a broad back.
Yeah. This picture of this girl that you're saying is ugly, she looks fantastic.
Look, I don't like fake boobs, and she clearly has, like, a gigantic ass injection. Clearly.
You're fucking nuts.
That guy's nuts. Grab him. 19-year-old Toronto woman turned herself into authorities after a video showing her throw a chair off a high-rise balcony went viral. The picture you just showed me was her in a bikini. And there's some curves there. However, I will point out that there's zero muscle tone in those thighs, which means she doesn't work out at all.
She doesn't have to.
All lipo.
She's still 19.
No.
Dude, what do you mean lipo? She's 19. She's not doing lipo yet.
What?
What do you mean?
Look at her. Look at the thighs underneath her ass.
Okay.
That still has fat in it, right there. She also has no muscle tone in her thighs, which means there's no way in hell she's got staying power.
Staying power?
Yes, staying power.
All right, I'm looking up more pictures while you talk.
You absolutely should look up more pictures. This girl who's 19 looks like she's 40 trying to look 19. Dude, look at the... Oh, my God, I don't understand. We got to put this picture up. The funniest part is look at this guy in the background.
Yeah, he is looking deep and he's trying to
See every little bit of what's going on there. He's like, I'm imagining what's happening under that jacket.
What did you have for breakfast this morning? Let me look deep inside of you.
In the footage, a young blonde woman can be seen picking up a folding chair and hurling it from the balcony. Whoever filmed the incident followed the chair as it filtered towards the busy highway below. I wonder why she was so pissed.
Oh, because room service was late.
Oh, is that it?
No, I don't know. I made that up.
Blatant disregard.
Yeah.
I mean...
She is an entitled fucking broad, is what she is.
She's had Botox done, too. She had nary a wrinkle.
She's 19! Why would she have fucking wrinkles?
When you're 19, you still have like, lines on your forehead.
You forget what 19 was like, because it was 30 fucking years ago for you.
49? No, it was 25 years ago. Fuck you, Dennis.
Sorry.
I was a fucking animal at 19, by the way.
Yeah, do you know what you are now? Fucking broken. You're down. Like, oh, she's not that attractive. She's.
I'm discerning, is what I am, Dennis. All right. Over time, I've gotten discerning. All right. So we've got Russian roulette, police officer chick. We've got the stripper who ripped an electrical meter off the wall, high on crank. We've got the ex-American Idol beauty, and we've got this train wreck with plastic all over her body. Which one are you going for?
I'm going with the plastic body one.
You're fucked up. You are crazy. You gotta go with the girl who's still chasing the dream of being famous. The American Idol chick.
Yeah.
She's selling fentanyl.
I know, but
she is crazy.
She is crazy, but...
And she's 32.
Yeah, but she's on the downside. She'll steal all your shit, though. She'll
steal my heart.
Oh!
She stole my heart.
She'll steal all the jizz out of my balls.
And the face plane off of my stereo in my car.
Not the Sony.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's good times. I'm sorry. Do you really like...
I'm not a fan of fake boobs. I'm a fan of big boobs, not fake boobs. Or fake anything. But that girl was beautiful. And you're fucking mental.
Faces, though? Come on.
Faces.
I think I like gray hair now, too. What? Yeah. I like a woman with a little gray hair.
I like a woman. It depends.
It depends.
Yeah. What do you mean you like gray hair?
Yeah, a little streak of gray hair now. It turns me on, yeah.
What is happening to you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Please.
Would you ever think, when you were 19, would you ever be like, pregnant ladies turned me on?
That's true.
The pheromones fucking drive me crazy.
I don't know. You are.
I'm an pheromones. Animal. Yes. Pheromones. I am an absolute animal. Seriously.
I think you just have problems. And
I think I'm
worried for you.
I've been caged up too long. Yeah. I need to get out.
I
absolutely need to get out.
I mean, there's a certain
point. Oh my gosh, we missed one. Sorry. Shit. I mean, good job. Washington woman's boyfriend turned her in for murder after a concerning Facebook bush.
Yep, Facebook bush.
Ashley Horning is being held on $1 million bond after Spokane police charged her with second-degree murder. 48 mother of her ex. Look at her. She's like, mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, I did it. No, she killed her her ex-boyfriend's mom.
She's cute as shit, though.
I know. She's like, how old is she?
She's 25. Yeah. She don't look 25.
No, she looks 19.
See, there's a girl who looks 19.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's not from fucking Miami. And probably, that girl probably has rich parents. Like, never did a day of work in her life. This woman worked hard. She waitressed. And then killed her mother, her boyfriend's mother.
Yeah.
Because she was tired. That's all. Listen. She worked a long day at Denny's, and then she got home.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend's mother was like, what are you doing? You're a whore. Get away from my son. And she just blasted her in the face.
I don't blame her. The new boyfriend said that they've been dating for several weeks after, when at that point he discovered she was a murder suspect. She was a good woman, I'll tell you that for sure, Gardner told the station. Obviously, it's hard for some people to see right now.
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, man. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm changing my tune.
I'm sticking with mine.
No way.
I mean, this is
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Just two kids?
Yeah, see? Look at
he
that.
He said that Horny was anxious, depressed, horny. Was depressed and wanted custody of her two children who were staying with their fathers. Man, she's got some wide hips then.
Fathers?
Yeah, she pushed out the kids.
I know, but fathers, which means it's two different baby daddy.
Fine with me. I'm not looking to get married.
This chick is a slut.
I got a wife. I'm not looking to get married.
That's true. And the same here. That's
yeah.
why.
That's
that,
right.
That 19-year-old?
Yeah.
Just one time. What the hell was that noise?
That was a frog in my throat or something.
That 19-year-old? Fake boobs at 19?
Yes. No.
Titty.
Dude, come on.
I don't understand.
Would you take someone who's obviously fake, like totally fake, up and down fake, or someone who's a little blown out but real?
That's a it's a weird. There's gonna be more.
I know it's in my head. I can't really explain it.
Yeah.
Would you take Pamela Anderson now, or no? Let me do this again.
Please.
Would you take Pamela Anderson at her prime when she's all pumped up with shit, or who's the Hispanic broad from Modern Family?
I would take Sofia Vergara over everybody at any time, any place.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah. That's not a fair. That's not a fair one.
Even my mother-in-law.
I never found Pamela Anderson that attractive.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. When I was wanking it.
Yeah, to her and Tommy Lee.
Boy. Yeah, exactly.
No, I she never really did it for me. She's too fake. Yeah, they were just huge. Like when they were that big and fake, it looked stupid.
She doesn't have a big ass either.
You're all but see, I don't even look. I don't even make it to the butt. I stop at the boobs and then I'm done.
Yeah.
It's a good life to have.
To have you.
To just to be able to stop at the boobs and not care anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like a fine art museum.
Yeah.
Like with a bust.
Yeah. I just need the bust.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? You need a little Michelangelo in your life.
I do.
A little dinkus. You can stick around.
A little David. Little Davy.
I got a little David. My Traz. You got a trouser tag.
Trouser snake.
Give me a fig leaf.
Give me, yeah. What kind of leaf are they called?
It's a fig leaf.
A fig leaf?
Yeah. Oh. What do you think it's called?
I thought you said fake leaf.
No, fig. Have you ever seen a fig? Do you like figs? You ever eat figs?
I've never eaten like a raw fig, no.
Fig Newton, so.
I've eaten a fig. Look at me. Of course I've eaten a fucking fig Newton. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I am fig.
I blend them. With milk, and I drink them in the morning. That's what smoothies are, aren't they? I thought that's what smoothies were.
Oh, I throw a couple of Oreos in there for flavor.
Yeah, you get the chocolate flavor. Yeah. Come on.
I'm not an animal. I'm not just going to eat straight up fig. Yeah. You got to have some flavor in there.
There's too much fruit.
A little dash of honey. Oh, man.
Wow, back at it.
Yeah. Looking good.
Yeah. We need our listeners to send us some fucking joke ideas and send them in early. Okay?
Yeah.
You listen to this on Monday. Send them Monday night. Send them Tuesday morning so we can have some time to work on these things.
That's right.
We keep asking and we wait and we wait.
Yeah.
And then we have 2 days to come up with these shit fucking jokes.
That's right.
If you give us 3 days, you might get some gold.
That's right. And by the way, any of you dickheads who send in jokes, we're going to send you some stickers. Some
hell
TISD
yeah.
stickers.
Hell yeah. Why does it look like you're going to throw up?
I don't know. Does it look like I'm going to throw up?
Yeah. The way you're sitting and your face is like, you got a puke face.
I don't know what your problem is. My handsome gentleman. This is my move. All right. Hit the website, www.thisissodumb.com. We are on Stitcher. We are on Spotify. We are on iTunes. We are on your mind 24/7, baby. Listen to the catalog. It's all there. www.thisissodumb.com. Rate, like, most importantly, share. Get your friends. Get them to listen.
Or your enemies
to listen.
Get your enemies to listen. Yeah.
You know what? Exactly.
Yeah.
If you hate the podcast, tell somebody you hate.
Yeah.
That's fine. Spread the word. Spread the love. Spread your legs.
Spread your butt cheeks.
This has been so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You guys are so dumb. what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.